Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports. At Alterowitz Gymnasium, here is Pat Boland with tonight's call.
Okay, another Lady Yellow Jackets soccer season wrapped up. Our thanks to Rimrock Stages, Perkins and Jackets and Company. Don Trenum will wrap up the year. Do the Lady Yellow Jackets get to 10 wins? They had a couple of matches over the weekend. We'll get to that right after we come back. You're listening to the Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show.
A lot of people are proud of their jobs and what they do. I'm one of them. I'm Renee, one of the customer service representatives for Northwestern Energy. We get your phone calls about problems, little ones and big ones. During a winter blizzard, snow and wind knock down lines, bury roads, and makes it tough for us to work. We will work 24 hours a day so you can have power again. It's what we care about. Yes. I'm proud to work here.
Northwestern Energy, delivering a bright future.
Okay, back on the Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show to wrap up another season for Don Trenum and the ladies, as the Jackets do get their 10th victory, what they're shooting for. Northwest Nazarene, 3-0 win, and Seattle Pacific, a 3-0 loss over the weekend to wrap up the year on the road. And Coach, it looks like a pretty good effort against Northwest Nazarene with the 3-0, and off to a good start, a good finish, and even good in between.
Yeah, it was good. You know, I think our focus last week was making sure that we got to that 10th win, and you know, we didn't want to have a losing season, and this group wasn't a team that deserved a losing season. So it was good to see them come out on Thursday against Northwest Nazarene. They worked hard to get that goal early, and I think got a goal like a minute and a half, 2 minutes after the first one, and gave us going into halftime up 2-0, and kind of finished it out, get our third goal in the second half, and 10th win of the season, and you know, so we were real happy about that, and then went over to Seattle Pacific, and they're just a really good team. They're number four in the country for a reason. I think they finished number two in the region, and they'll be hosting an NCAA tournament this game, and you know, they were in the Final Four last year, and I wouldn't be surprised to see them there again this year. They're that good, and they're especially that good at home, and you know, we played hard, just came up short against a really good Seattle Pacific team.
Sandow had a couple goals in his many games, with getting one on Thursday, and of course Mandy, a goal and assist, and Carlson got you on the board, and it was a good effort, I guess, with a 3-0 win. And like you said, you accomplished your goal to get that 10th win early, because you knew what those challenges would be ahead of you facing the Seattle Pacific on Saturday.
Yeah, it was good, and you know, I had forgotten that Melissa Carlson had scored on Thursday, and that's she barely walked, so it was kind of neat to see her play. She didn't start; she only played about 20 minutes in that game, and you know, it was good to see a senior, you know, that's had kind of a difficult last five or six games with her ankle and missing some games, get that goal, and I was really happy for her. And so that was really good. And you know, Sammy, you know, had a really good season, and you know, again, she'll be back next year. Still has 2 years remaining, so looking forward to that. And it was good to see Mandy Plaskonka get a goal and an assist too in her senior year, you know, finishing out last week. So it was good overall trip for us.
We talked to you about before, are there more academic awards? I think this time was for the conference, and you got a long list, and just shows how you recruit, you know, as you talked about it, the person, the player, the student, more just as much as the athlete. You got the Gresses, the Carlsons, Freeman, Plaskonka, you know, Libby, and Beam, and a bunch of others doing the job in the classroom as well.
Yeah, I got to correct you, because their parents will get mad in case they listen. Kerry Foreman, I think you might have said Freeman there, but Kerry Foreman, and great student athletes on our team. That's what they're here to do. They're here to be good people. They're here to get a degree, and you know, they're good soccer players too. So we were happy to see those academic all-conference. I think it came out Thursday morning before our game against Northwest Nazarene, and a lot of the players were sitting there in breakfast when they were announced, and they were really happy, and deservingly so. They work hard in the classroom, and it's nice to be it's nice to see them get recognized for their efforts.
Okay, Coach, we'll step out, and we'll come back. We'll look ahead with Lady Yellow Jackets soccer.
Sports Health is for the athlete in all of us. Sports Health is all about getting back into the game, no matter what your game is: baseball, running, basketball, or walking. Sports injuries are cared for by a professional team of orthopedic physicians and therapists with the goal of getting you back into the action. Don't be sidelined. If you're injured, ask your physician to send you to Sports Health at St. Vincent Healthcare.
Welcome back, everyone. Our thanks to Ortho Montana, Sign Pro, and St. V's. And Coach, what's on the agenda now? I know you go right to work. You have the players a little bit of break. All of a sudden, there's off-season conditioning. They finish up school, and a lot to go. And I'm probably diving in or thinking about next year already.
We are. As you can see up here on the board, we've already got the spring laid out there in terms of what we're looking to do. And we've got our fall, kind of who's coming in. And you know, we're excited at this point. We've already have seven commitments. We just actually had a girl call us about an hour ago and committed. So maybe you're going to have one more player coming in. We've got 20 players returning. Out of those 20, 19 of the 20 will be together for the next 2 years because we only have one senior next year. So I think the future's always pretty bright, and I think even more so with this team. You know, we're definitely losing three great seniors in Mandy Plaskanka, Sarah Gress, and Melissa Carlson. Those players meant we're just great. You know, I can't even, you know, obviously at a loss of words here because they've meant so much to this program. Four players who have put their heart and soul into this program, have been here through the good times, through the bad times. You know, we had a little rough patch about a year ago at this time, coming off our first losing season in a while, and you know, there was a little bit of discontent, and I really am thankful that we had people like Sarah Grass, Manny Plaskanka, and Melissa Carlson to kind of keep things together, because you know, it might be a secret to the outside, but all the players and the coaches on the inside knew exactly that we were going through a difficult time, and I really credit those three seniors, along with all the players, for sticking together and coming into this year and having a successful season and kind of laying the groundwork for the future.
And like that, we talked about, you know, players stepping in. Obviously, that's what you want to do, build the program. But, you know, we've even talked to that through the years. I guess we haven't ever had to talk about it this year with the seniors. Leadership roles, you know, are there already defined, or is that something, you know, replacing these three, is that something that comes in the future, or is that always something in your mind and what's going to go on in the off season? So by the time school starts again, you're set to go?
Yeah, you know, obviously we're losing not only three seniors, but two captains. One of them has been a two-year captain, and then Mandy's been a captain for the past year. So we'll have to replace them. You know, my philosophy is that we certainly listen to the student athletes and hear what they have to say about it. But that's something that I think I try and pick in terms of those captains. And, you know, so I'm kind of looking at a few people right now that I think can step up and be leaders for there. I think that's a very important role. It's one that is kind of, you know, is just kind of the in-between the coaching staff and the players. So we're really going to look at that hard and see who we, you know, the two people that we want to bring, you know, kind of replace Mandy and Sarah, and that's an important role. And yeah, it's, you know, but there's a lot of leaders on this team. There's a lot of players that, you know, there's going to be quite a bit of juniors on this team, quite a bit of, you know, one senior. So we've got a lot of leaders, and I think when you have good leaders, your program is successful, and the group that we have coming back is a group full of leaders.
The goals are always the same. We know you want to get to the postseason. A long way away. Lots of conditioning, a lot of bumps and bruises from now and then. How do you try to get there? You know, like you had said, some years you came closer. Last year, in your words, a little step back this year, a little discontent this year, back to a 500 and, you know, basically a winning season. What about next year? You know, you're trying to get over that hump and get to that next level and try to get a postseason bid.
Yeah, I think, you know, and not to focus on that discontent from last year, but, you know, last year we did have to do a lot of team building and kind of getting the team back together. This year, you know, we went 10-10. But everything, the chemistry on this team right now is really good. And we don't have a lot of things going into the off season that we really have to deal with other than soccer. You know, we've got good students here. We've got good people. So now we'll focus you know, a lot more on the soccer here in the spring, and you know, and there'll be the conditioning and the weights as always, but we've got 20 people coming back, so we're going to have a good spring, and it's going to be an exciting spring, and one that there's going to be a lot of battles there trying to set themselves up for who's going to be the starters next fall. And I think positions, starting positions are one in the spring, and when you have 20 people out there competing, I think we can get a lot done, and I'm real excited about it. I think we have a good group here. I don't want to say, we'll see what happens next year. I know within the next 2 years, this group can definitely compete for a GNAC title. I really feel that. They really feel that. But I think the most important thing is the team chemistry. We're always going to have good players here, but when we can have the team chemistry that we have right now, and if we can continue that, then we're going to be there.
We talk about all the time how athletes, you know, 24/7. Obviously, it's important that they do rest a little bit. Can you keep the team down a little bit, recover a little bit, and then head into the spring season and the spring drills and spring workouts?
Yeah, it's pretty laid back here in the month of November. We you know, the players this week for sure they're off. They're not really doing anything. I think they have two lifting sessions. You know, that they're pretty light lifting, but give them this month pretty much off to kind of recover physically and mentally. They need to focus on their schoolwork as they head down the final stretch here this last month and make sure they're getting their grades done. But, you know, not too much going on. A couple lifting sessions, maybe a little bit of testing, and then once we get into the month of December, they'll get some workouts that they'll need to do over the holiday break, and come back in the January. We'll do the testing to see where they're at and kind of start hitting conditioning and lifting pretty hard there, and then get into the spring. We've got a pretty exciting spring lined up with a lot of good games. I think we're going to play a couple of boys club teams in the area that will be difficult for us, obviously, because of their speed and strength. They'll be a little bit faster and stronger than us, and that's kind of what I want to play against in the spring, are teams that are better than us and that are going to prepare us for the following fall and a good, you know, playing in the GNAC conference.
Okay, Coach, good luck with that. Thanks for all your help all year and your time, and we appreciate it. And have a good off season and into the spring. We'll be here before you know it.
Okay, Pat, I'm sure we'll see you in February when we announce this good recruiting class that we're going to have.
Okay, Don Chittum and the Lady Yellow Jacket Soccer Show.
Jim, the theme of our next float is ice cream. Now, get this, it's a float of an ice cream float. Get it?
Oh, yeah, that is clever stuff.
Well, that's what the first annual Farmers Insurance Agent Matt Clark Parade is all about, Jim. You know, Matt was extremely clever in helping the parade sponsor choose just the right coverage.
So when she had that fire, she came out smelling like a rose.
Farmers Insurance Agents help you get the right coverage. Farmers Insurance, you love your insurance agent?
Welcome back. Putting the wraps on another edition of the 08 season for Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer. Denny Menholt and GM Petroleum Jackets and Company. Thanks to Don and the players all year long. They end up 10-10, 5-7 in the GNAC, coming up with their 10th win. A good closing weekend. And as you've previously heard, they'll take a little bit of time off and they'll be right back at it. And it'll be the fall. The holidays will be over and the semester will be over. Testing and everything, and they'll head into the spring and look forward to next year. So for Don Trenum, Pat Boland, thanks for listening to the Lady Yellow Jacket Soccer Show.